Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
As a young student, I read Albie Sachs's book, Soft Vengeance of a Freedom Fighter. It had an enduring impact on me. I cried a lot, but also felt inspired by a man who had endured so much, but whose spirit was never broken. I've had the honor of hearing him speak many times, and I've always been touched by his deep humanity. I was delighted, therefore, to see that the Troop Theatre Company and the Baxter Theatre, in association with Daphne Kun, present Dum 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 Dum, Albie Sachs, Fathers, Sons, and Soft Vengeance, and that is at the Sandton Theatre on the Square until the 24th of May. The play is written by Gail Lowe, directed by Fiona Ramsey, and stars Graham Hopkins. Fiona and Graham are my guests now to tell me more. Fiona and Graham, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Let's start off with the reason why Gail wrote the play.
Well, I believe that a call was put out for submissions for a play, and I think Ismail Mohammed initiated that. The reason for it, I think, was to pay tribute to Albie, who's in his 91st or 92nd year now. And I think it was felt that we would like to do a tribute. I think he felt that, before we say goodbye to Albie, while he's still living, because very often these legends are so often celebrated long after they, posthumously. And so Gail Lowe submitted her script, and Ismail accepted it and sent it to Albie, who decided that he wanted to have more input in the, it's like a memoir. It's really like a narrative memoir. So Gail came over, and they had a sequence of interviews, and she went away and rewrote the play, recrafted it. And yes, she sent it to me, and I suggested it to a number of theatres. And the ones that jumped at it were the Baxter and Daphne. And Graham and I produce quite a lot under the banner of Troop Theatre Company. So we kind of joined forces, and that's how it came about. In the research, we have both met Albie several times, Oliver, which the play deals with as well, his son, and his wife, Vanessa. And it's been a wonderful, as you said, you were so impressed by his humanity, his humour, his deep commitment, and his kind of ethical conviction, moral conviction, and care for communities.
You've absolutely nailed it there. But it must be very difficult, though, to encapsulate such history, such a multifaceted person, because it's his struggle, it's his father's contribution, and also now we can call him his Laat Lamaki. Oliver, how did the play come together?
Well, it's a very interesting script because, as you say, it is a memoir. As Fiona said, it's a memoir, and it's very much Albie Sachs's own words. And we felt that it was important not to try and mimic Albie, but rather to pay tribute to him. And so, we chose to have large blow-up pictures of Solly Sachs's father and Oliver, his son, and Albie himself on stage. And I'm there as a functionary, really, and sort of standing in his shoes, speaking his words, going through his emotions, and telling his story. So it's a tribute to him, really, and that it has a sort of almost a part documentary drama feel to it because of that. That's the way we've chosen to stage it, and it's been a very interesting journey because Fiona and I first struggled with the notion that the first third, probably more than half of the play. He's effectively bedridden. He only stands up well after halfway through the play. So we had to find interesting theatrical ways of making that come together without having me lying flat in a bed for that time. So it's been a very interesting journey.
I can well imagine. You speak about the fact that it's so wonderful to be able to acknowledge and pay tribute to somebody while they are still alive, and obviously the advantage of that is you have his input, but there must be something very intimidating as well, putting on a play when people have memories of him and representing that different aspect.
So he did become, he has become, iconic. He is celebrated. I'm sure you know this, that George and Amal Clooney, their foundation, asked if they, if Albie would allow him to, the foundation to name an award for celebrating people that have struggled for human rights all over the world. And I love the way that Albie very self-effacingly says they asked if I, I would allow them, just the way that he phrases it. And so he has become an icon. And the Albies actually have one long arm and one short arm.
Yes, it's called the Albie Award. The Albie Award,
Yes.
is what is given, and it has one long arm and one short arm. And there's a piece in the play where he says how much he loves this notion because most awards celebrate, a vision of idealized perfection, whereas this figure represents an incomplete, imperfect body, and therefore it ennobles and affirms all of those who are known as or referred to as disabled in the world. Which is a lovely, very lovely thought.
I also think that what is emblematic about Albie's life, simply because he endured the bomb blast at the hands of people that hated him, movements that go against each other, don't believe in the same ideals, or don't believe about getting liberation in the same way. And of course, that's so prevalent at the moment. I mean, just listening to the news bulletin, it's ongoing every, and just the hatred that Trump spoke about, saying, they're going to hurt, they're going to have pain, is just so. I think this play stands as testament to soft vengeance, as he calls it, to fight for, the equality and for people to be treated properly. But softly, not through violence. I mean, he says at one point,
It's the triumph of ideals rather than vengeance, rather than payback for what was done to him. Soft vengeance is the triumph of ideals. And he always says, he says in the play that, if we get democracy, if we get freedom, that will be my soft vengeance.
When we talk, I was also referring to the fact that it's important to remember where we come from at times like these in our current history, and to understand that democracy was hard fought for and not something we should be taking for granted. And I just wonder, who is your target audience with this play?
Well, it's interesting that right at the end of the play, Albie himself acknowledges that his son and his son's generation are growing up in a South Africa that know about apartheid as facts rather than emotion, and some don't even know the facts. And it's important that everyone does acknowledge that. And so, I would encourage young people to come and see the play because it's not only a very human story about Albie and his recovery and his struggle with the notion of vengeance and the notion of coming to terms with being disabled. So it's very much a human story. It's not a political play, but at the same time, he acknowledges that, we need to know where we've come from. And in fact, his short arm is emblematic of so much of the sacrifice that was made by so many people over such a long time to achieve equality and democracy and freedom.
I mean, you talk about three generations, the father and also the son. And Solly Sachs's role in the anti-apartheid struggle was also very, very prominent. And there's a story that when he was arrested, all the textile workers went outside the Magistrates' Court holding signs saying, "We want Sachs, we want Sachs," which was very badly interpreted by people who did not have the same South African accent as those calling for it. But how do you tell a story of three generations and the connection between them in a short play?
So I think that, as Graham pointed out, we have these very large images, and the play itself, Albie often recalls what his father said to him, and then reflects on how old Oliver is now, and the play is it's, I suppose it's difficult to say how you do it, but it comes through recall and his memories. And how he also says that although we don't follow directly in our own parents' political footsteps, somehow their morality, their way of life, their context that you grew up in seeps into you somehow. And I suppose he's kind of, I think the target audience really is people that were there during the struggle. Ronnie Caswells was there last night. A lot of people who, remember those days so clearly. But also it appeals to very young audiences because it gives them a perspective of history that they don't have to read in a book. That it's,
It's important.
that it is there for them. But the interesting thing is that I use Oliver's voice. Oliver actually recorded the voice for his for the voiceovers that he does. We didn't record all the voices of all the people, but Oliver is certainly, I mean, I think the play very much is Albie's peon or test kind of legacy for
Tribute,
tribute to his own son.
Well, we
and
have
it's about
to.
connection, and it's about connection and his regret that perhaps he and Solly were not closer. Solly was very busy, but he, and he felt that he was, was a quite wonderful but elusive man, and he's tried very hard not to be that kind of important, elusive figure to Oliver that Solly was to him. So it is very much about family relationships too, how we relate to our parents, to our children.
Which is absolutely universal. I haven't seen it yet, but it does sound absolutely amazing. I look forward to seeing it. It is on at the Sandton Theatre on the Square until the 24th of May. Tickets are available either from the theatre itself or web ticket. And that is the play is LB Sachs, Fathers, Sons, and Soft Vengeance. And I have been talking to Fiona Ramsey and Graham Hopkins. And please go out and get those tickets.